I'm Jane Durrell, and I want to tell you about a relatively new place to visit. Harriet Beecher Stowe and her book, Uncle Tom's Cabin, are so firmly established in American literary history that it almost comes as a surprise that she lived in Cincinnati. But she did, in Walnut Hills, in a house that still exists and has become an educational center for both schoolchildren and adults. The house closes during winter months, but has just reopened, and the Hattie and Eliza Stowe Educational Center is in full gear with activities for youngsters and for adults as well. The young visitors learn 19th century skills like fan making, stenciling, and writing with a simulated quill and ink, and they're encouraged to practice with a slate and chalk. They're also able to inspect 19th century toys, which must be a treat for these visitors and gives them a real sense of what it would be like to be a child in that other time. These young visitors are undoubtedly pleased to learn that Hattie and Eliza Stowe were twins and were Harriet Beecher Stowe's two oldest children, born in this house in September of 1836, almost 200 years ago. The Harriet Beecher Stowe House also offers two different book club series for adults and older teens, one called the Semicolon Club and the other Visiting Uncle Tom's Cabin. The Semicolon Club meets at noon on the last Saturday of every other month. Next one will be on April 28th to discuss the book Harriet Tubman, The Road to Freedom by Catherine Clinton. The other meets monthly at the Stowe House on the first Wednesday of the month in the evening with discussions led by retired Xavier Literature Professor John Getz. Information on suggested reading for the discussion can be found on the house website, reading that is available itself online. In programs for students, this historic house museum has tailored its offerings toward the grade level of the attendees, says Christina Hartlieb, site manager. The goal, she explains, is to encourage thought about the influence of Uncle Tom's Cabin and how Harriet Beecher Stowe had the knowledge and experience to write an anti-slavery book. Programs for adults have the same basic tenets. It's interesting and telling that a book written so long ago still has things to say to modern readers. The Stowe House, which opened to the public last fall, can also take its programming on the road, Hartlieb says. They offer an interactive presentation with photo slides, or they can initiate group activities using photos, other visual elements, maps, and short pieces of written information. The latter works well in a classroom or seminar-type setting, she said. The Harriet Beecher Stowe House, located on Gilbert Avenue at Martin Luther King Boulevard, is welcoming its new season with expanded hours and now is open on Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. Thursday hours will be added later this spring. The Stowe House is certainly an interesting addition to Cincinnati's historic buildings and one that can expand our knowledge of a crucial time in our country's history. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.